Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, rain possibly mixed with snow, a low in the low 30s. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory that will go into effect at 10 o'clock this evening and continue until 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. North winds at 25 to 35 miles per hour are expected, with gusts of up to 50 miles per hour. Even higher gusts are possible near Lake Michigan. The advisory is in effect for Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. Charges have been filed against a 29-year-old Racine man accused of the murder of a food delivery driver more than a year ago. The Racine Police Department recently posted a video seeking information on the murder of James Norris in March of 2016. Norris was shot and killed while delivering food from Super Steak and Lemonade in the 3900 block of Green Street. Alex Adams, who lives on that block, appeared in Racine Circuit Court today to face charges of first-degree intentional homicide and armed robbery, both as party to the crime. According to court documents, Adams was developed as a possible suspect through a Crime Stoppers tip. Investigators recovered a gun linked to Adams that was identified as the murder weapon. Adams is being held in the Racine County Jail. He'll return to court for a preliminary hearing on the charges next week. A Kenosha police officer accused of punching a doctor he believed was romantically involved with his wife will learn what discipline he will face Thursday during a special meeting of the Kenosha Police and Fire Commission. In a plea agreement with prosecutors, Kendall West pleaded no contest to two charges of disorderly conduct in Kenosha Circuit Court today and was fined $1,000 by Judge Mary K. Wagner. He had originally been charged with a felony count of misconduct in public office and misdemeanor counts of disorderly conduct and battery for the incident outside Kenosha Hospital and Medical Center last January 1st while he was on duty. The misconduct charge was dismissed in return for West's plea. The Police and Fire Commission will meet in closed session tomorrow afternoon to hear Chief Dan Miskinis's recommended discipline for West, who has been on administrative leave since his arrest. Members of the Great Lakes Legislative Caucus, a nonpartisan binational group of legislators from Wisconsin and seven other states and two Canadian provinces that are home to the Great Lakes, have sent a letter to President Trump critical of his budget blueprint to eliminate the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Among the signers of the letter are Racine State Representative Corey Mason and Kenosha's Peter Barca. It says the move would significantly damage the economic and environmental well-being of the Great Lakes region. It says to the president, quote, "We urge you to restore the GLRI and to fund the program at $300 million annually, as authorized by the 114th Congress in 2016. The letter goes on to say that eliminating the GLRI will deal a tremendous blow to strong efforts by state and local governments to protect Great Lakes resources and maintain important wildlife habitats. The process for picking Racine's next mayor is on the 6 o'clock agenda for the Common Council in Committee of the Whole. On the heels of Mayor John Dickert's announcement about leaving this summer for the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative, here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
Nothing can officially happen until Mayor Dickert resigns, and once that occurs, then the council can decide on a special election. It would be between 62 and 77 days afterward. To fill the gap, the president of the council would be first the acting mayor and then the interim mayor. A decision on who's going to be the next council president, which now takes on much greater significance, will be up to the full body later this month. Current president Dennis Weiser indicates he will be seeking a third straight term. Alderman Mike Shields had said he was going to be a candidate, and then came the Tuesday re-election bid loss by 5 votes, though a recount is expected to come on that. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
The Sturtevant Village Board meeting agenda for Thursday night has, in addition, a closed session with the Planning Commission on the conditional use permit for Racine Unified's Real School, and the district saying it will go to court over the stalemate. At issue is the village wanting to recoup at least some of the lost tax base, while Unified wanted to start the build-out this week under a plan to open the school in the Sportsplex building this fall. The village's list of conditions includes the need for written permission on special events or late-night activities, which Unified says is the district's call, not the village's. The Real School is currently housed in Caledonia. Fire in a laser machine at Kenall Manufacturing in Kenosha, located at 10255th Street, caused a significant amount of smoke inside the complex and forced evacuation of the workers, some who tried to put out the flames with extinguishers. The alarm came in just after 11 o'clock last night, with responding crews told about flames observed on the machine and the smoke. Once the fire was out, the battalion chief requested what are called airboats to ventilate the building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.